Let us begin relaxation training with an awareness exercise. It will be clear that it's of tremendous help in learning to relax if you know which parts of your body are usually tense. In order to benefit particularly from relaxation, it is necessary, particularly, to know where your tension is at its height. So let me just take you on a conducted tour round your body. As I do, I want you to put your attention into the part of your body that I direct you to, and become aware of all that you can. Its position, its temperature, the feel of it, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. Everything that you can possibly be aware of, become aware of, starting with your scalp and face and tongue. Now, put all your attention into your head. Become conscious whether you've got an expression on your face, if you're holding it in any particular way, because if you are, it is not completely relaxed. A relaxed face has a slightly idiotic appearance. We normally don't allow ourselves to look idiotic, and so we constantly have an expression, and that expression implies muscle tension. Become aware of the muscles round the mouth, and round the eyes, and round the ears. And then proceed to the neck. Often held forward, causing a tension at the back of the neck. Feel for that. Notice the position in which you are carrying your head. Then sense your shoulders. Are they held up? Are they saggy and relaxed? Then your arms and hands. Are your fingers held loosely? Or are you making a fist? Or clenching your fingers in some way? And then the whole of your chest. Sense the muscles of your back. If you're sitting leaning against the back of a chair, feel that. Put your attention there. See how the apparent weight that you take on your back varies as you breathe. And then combine that with an awareness of your chest movements, the normal breathing movements. And then your abdomen. Put your attention into your abdomen. Notice whether it feels comfortable or not, warm or cold, tense or relaxed. And your pelvis, and your buttocks, which take most of your weight as you sit, the internal muscles of your pelvis, be aware of them. And finally, thighs, knees, calves, and ankles, and feet. quietly down, feel them out with your attention, becoming aware of what sensations they are producing. Right, that's the end of your first exercise. And I would recommend that whenever you can be bothered, you repeat the exercise at any time of the day, teaching yourself bodily awareness. It is much easier to learn to relax if you heighten your bodily awareness. Awareness of tension frequently brings muscular relaxation in its train. As soon as you're aware of tension, you'll find you tend to relax. Now let's follow that up with a relaxation exercise. Let's start with the face. In order really to experience relaxation, I want you to contract facial muscles. I want you to make an awful face, a grimace, showing your teeth, tightening your cheek muscles. Go on, make a face. Clench your eyes, hold it, and then relax. Experience the difference. It's that feeling of relaxation that follows the contraction that I want you to be able to capture. Do it again. Make a face, screw your eyes up, show your teeth, and relax. Experience the relaxation. And in the ensuing period, following the contraction, you can concentrate on the muscles around your eyes, the muscles around your mouth, the cheek muscles, your tongue, and your jaw muscles. Let them all go loose. Experience this idiotic or gormless look that I talked about. Allow the muscles of your face to become so relaxed that you allow yourself to look idiotic, with your jaw so relaxed that your lips part, and there you are with a gormless look, parted lips. Not often we relax facially so much as to allow that look to appear. To experience tension in the neck and relaxation, if the back of your chair is high enough, press your head back against it and feel the tension in your neck muscles, and then relax. Don't press for too long, it's uncomfortable, but press long enough to feel the contraction and then relax. Try that again. Now, with your shoulders, hold a shrug. Shrug your shoulders and really force them up, and then relax. Whew, as you would do with a sigh of relief. Try that again. Hunch up your shoulders until it's uncomfortable, and then relax, experiencing that lovely feeling of peacefulness that comes when the tension goes and your muscles can be at peace. Now let us turn our attention to the arms, and to experience the feeling of tension there, clench your fists very tightly. And notice how, from the clenched fist, the feeling of tension runs up the arm. When it's a bit uncomfortable, relax. See how easy it is to relax your fingers after you have been making a tight fist. Try it again. Clench your fists till it's uncomfortable, and then relax. With the chest, take a big deep breath and then hold it. And when it's uncomfortable, let it go. Big breath in, hold it. Then let it out, and particularly feel the period of relaxation that occurs after you have let your breath out. For many people, this is the moment of greatest relaxation, at the end of exhalation. Try that again. Big breath until it's painful, and then let it go. Empty your chest. Feel that period of relaxation when all the air has gone. Now with your abdomen, tighten up your tummy muscles as if you were protecting yourself from a blow. Tighten them up. When uncomfortable, oh, the threat is over. You can relax. Many people have a knot of tension just below the joining of the ribs over the solar plexus, and so this is a particularly important part of the body, A, to be aware of tension, and B, to learn how to relax. Do that again. Tighten up the stomach muscles, then relax. Now the muscles of the pelvis, tighten them together, tighten the anal sphincter. Imagine that something uncomfortable is expected from behind and you're guarding yourself, and so you're tightening up all the muscles in the pelvis to protect yourself against attack or threat. And then when uncomfortable, oh, relax, it's all over. Just do that again. Now with your legs, try pressing your knees together so that you make the inner thigh muscles very tight. And then relax. Then with both feet firmly on the floor, push your feet forward. Not moving them, but trying to move them. Imagine that there's an obstruction just in front of your toes. Try that. And then relax. And then, as it were, clench your toes. Be careful of this. If you're prone to getting cramp in your feet or calf muscles, don't do it. Screw up your toes and feel the tension in your calf muscles, and then relax. And in that state of relaxation, notice how the soles of the feet take the whole weight of your leg as they are transmitted down to the floor. Feel the weight of your legs as they press the soles of your feet on the floor. Now, I said this is a preliminary exercise designed to give you the feeling of what relaxation is like. Now I'd like to take you through the same sequence, but without the contractions, to see if you can capture that same feeling without going through the uncomfortable experience of the contracting. Relax your face. Relax your cheek muscles, the muscles around your eyes and mouth, round your temples, and your jaw and tongue. Let them all go completely slack. Then your neck. Keep your head balanced on your shoulders. Don't let it slump forward. Balance it properly and then relax your neck muscles. If the back of the chair is high enough, rest your head against it while you relax your neck. And then your shoulders, easy and slumped, no tension. Then your arms, try just to be aware of the weight of your arms as they rest on the chair. Arms are quite heavy. Feel that weight as they rest on the arms of the chair. Feel the relaxation and experience what you have achieved so far, particularly as you breathe out. Let your breathing be quite gentle, but begin to experience the relaxation, especially as you breathe out and at the end of expiration. Feel that relaxation in your chest and abdomen as you breathe out. And in your pelvis and thighs. And calves and feet. Relax your face. We'll go through it again. Relax your neck. Shoulders. Arms. Chest. Abdomen, pelvis, thighs, calves, and feet. So the final exercise has developed from the awareness and has become a way of relaxing your body systematically in tune with your breathing. Head, one breath. Neck, two breaths. Shoulders, three breaths. Arms, four breaths. Chest, five breaths. Abdomen, six breaths. Pelvis, seven breaths. Thighs, eight breaths. Calves, nine breaths. Feet, 10 breaths. So this has become a 10 breath exercise. When you have learned the progress of parts, you can make this into a recurrent 10-breath exercise. You go through the 10 breaths once, and when you've done that, you start again and go through it again. And when you are more skilled, after each cycle of 10, your state of relaxation will have deepened. And you can proceed through as many cycles as you have time for. When you've mastered the 10-breath exercise, you can combine them all together in what I call the collapse exercise. And this is where you do the whole thing in a sweeping movement of relaxation from head to foot. The first time I came across this, it was described to me that it's like a sack collapsing that has been full of potatoes, but they're all dribbling out of a hole in the bottom of the sack. And so the sack collapses from the top down. If you compare the feelings you have when you make a deep sigh, you will see that there is a great similarity. In fact, a sigh is nature's way of achieving a state of relaxation after tension. So, the collapse exercise, then, is a shortened 10-breath exercise. And when I need it, and if I'm getting a bit cross with someone, I use a quick collapse exercise to bring me back to sanity. Take perhaps half a minute. It can be used standing up, it can be used at any time when you have a feeling of tension or anxiety or panic or irritability. It can become one of your major modes of self-control. And after all, this is why you're learning relaxation, to control your own states of tension in order to diminish the degree to which your tinnitus bothers you. After you've been practicing for 2 or 3 months, you'll find that it becomes your habit to handle life in a more relaxed way. Daily practice, in the end, produces quite extraordinary results in increasing one's tolerance and patience, diminishing one's tendency to be upset. So without actually trying to turn over any new leaves, merely by being disciplined enough to go through a relaxation routine 2 or 3 times a day, people seem to find it very difficult to find time for 3 periods, say, of 10 minutes, during which the 10-breath sequence can be carried out. I never really believe that people are so short of time, but I must accept that very few people seem to be able either to find the time or the motivation to do a simple exercise 3 times a day. I can assure you that if you are one of those who is determined to do as much as is possible for yourself, if you are one of those who is determined to make time, then I know the benefits will always accrue, but I did say 12 weeks. Do not expect habits of a lifetime to change merely because you listen to a relaxation tape once or twice. If the doctor was giving you treatment, say pills, and he said, I must give you a course of pills, and you take one 3 times a day for 3 months, like a lamb, you would do it. Hear someone say, the prescription is that you spend 10 minutes of your own time helping yourself to get better. It's surprising how few people will accept that as an adequate prescription. Apparently, it is so easy to take a pill, so difficult to do something to help oneself. I'm rubbing this in with a very clear memory of my failures to persuade people. But in the end, it is your choice. The relaxation technique I have outlined is very simple. Anyone can do it. There's no magic about different relaxation methods. If you've read one that you like better than the one that I have described, then by all means use it. The end result is quite the same, and I claim no particular benefits for my method. It is merely the one that I like, that I use, and have found helpful. I hope I have persuaded you to do your exercises regularly. I hope that if I have, it won't be long before you begin to feel the benefits. I know you will, but it's up to you.